God bless you and welcome to Yesterday Ended, Healing the Traumas of Life. I'm your host, Dennis Dobbin. Thank you so much for joining me today. It can be said of some people that they have a mouth like a sailor, meaning, of course, they have a very colorful, very earthy, let's get honest, vulgar speech. I mean, no disrespect to sailors. Thank you so much for your service. Yet this description is an actual, very old historical reference dating back as far as the mid-1700s. But then the same thing can be said about truck drivers and a few other groups of people. So what can be said about the way you talk? What kind of vocabulary do you have? Are you speaking things that will render grace to those that hear? And what about yourself? What are we speaking to ourselves? And very importantly, what are we saying also to our enemies? What comes out of our mouth can determine the direction and quality of our lives. Though sometimes we don't speak out loud, those words also have an effect in our heart. And do we speak out against the lies that our enemies speak to us? In today's episode, I want to explore the power of words and how we use our mouths. Give a listen. There are times when we are verbally assaulted, and knowing how to respond can be challenging. There is a common admonition, be careful what you say. We cannot be careless how we speak against what the world speaks to us. We must be bold to speak against any lies that our enemies, physical or spiritual, hurl at us. We must not let these words go unchecked. To whomever we speak, we should listen to how Proverbs 15:1 admonishes us. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. How we respond and speak to others will greatly determine the outcome of the conversation and possibly help us keep our relationships in good standing. Around 10% of the book of Proverbs deals with words in one manner or another. How we speak can change the character of our lives. How we speak can identify the type of person we are. Proverbs talks about liars and fools and wise people and what they say. Proverbs talks about ambassadors and witnesses and the truth that they might speak. So what are you doing with your tongue, your mouth, your lips? All these words are used repeatedly in the book of Proverbs to reference the words we speak. How do you use your voice? It all begins with a choice. It's how you use your voice, not to cower in fear, but rejoice by declaring the goodness of God. It comes down to what you say, to give you life or cause decay, to prosper peace, not bring dismay, by declaring the promises of God. So be careful what you speak, that it makes you strong, not weak, overpowering shame's critique, by declaring the truth of God. Of what will your mouth always talk? It must build you up, not mock, not causing a stumble in your walk, by declaring the love of God. When I was 18, I was with a group of believers that were out evangelizing. I was grouped with another young man and two young women. Unfortunately, my speech was not as clever as I thought it was. It turned out I was not as humorous as I thought I was. I ended up offending the two young ladies repeatedly. Once I was made aware of this, I turned to the book of Proverbs to help me control my mouth. It helped me greatly. Proverbs continues to enlighten all who care about the power of our speech. In chapter 18, verse 21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Words are powerful. Words are sort of a delivery system. They carry either death or they carry life. Even with the world's great universities and schools, many people are not taught how to properly manage their vocabulary and speech patterns so as to bring life to themselves and others. Words have been corrupted, and people use them carelessly. Unfortunately, in our youth, many of us were taught a lie. Paradoxically, the melodic phrase was used to try to help us deal with harsh words spoken against us. The lie is stated as this: sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Oh, to the contrary, death and life are in the power of the tongue. What others say about us and what we say about ourselves can be potentially very dangerous. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18 tells us, "There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health." Words can stab us in the back or cut us to the bone. Words can move us forward or cause us to stand still in pain and shame. Our words can rejuvenate us and give us life. They can motivate us to great achievements. As I mentioned before, the careless utterances of what I thought was funny in my youth turned out to be damaging. Indeed, words can harm worse than sticks and stones. Therefore, what comes out of our mouth should be of great importance to us. What comes out of our mouth is an indicator of what lies within our heart. Jesus taught us this truth, and we find it in Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 through 37. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. What you fill your heart with will eventually come out of your mouth. Our mouth is a good indicator of what we have read and listened to on a regular basis. The things we mentally digest will take up residence within our hearts. So let me ask you, what types of things do you read and listen to regularly? Are you listening to the world and its lies? Or are you listening to the Word of God and His truth? I will repeat myself. What goes in will eventually come back out. So we first must be cautious in what we mentally ingest, so that when we are challenged, we will respond in a godly manner. We must make proper declarations concerning our lives based on the truth of God's Word. We should not candy coat the challenges we face, but we should not declare the lies of this world to be our true reality. A very popular trend for quite some time is the use of affirmations. Affirmations are things we say about ourselves to build up our mental state in a positive manner. Our affirmations as Christians should be what God has said about us in His Word. Our affirmations should be what God has done for us. Many such affirmations can be found in the book of Psalms using the word declare. A declaration is usually a very solemn and emphatic statement of one's belief. We'll start with one declaration that we find in Psalm chapter 2, verse 7. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. This is a prophetic declaration of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It starts with the decree of what the Lord had said to the psalmist, who received it and now declares it of himself. What has God spoken to you about you? There are many promises in God's Word about who you are, and you may have specific prophetic words that have been spoken to you. So are you declaring these things He has spoken to you? This decree in Psalm chapter 2 is of our sonship and should be our daily declaration. I am God's son, not an orphan. I am God's son, not a disinherited child. And furthermore, I am God's beloved child in whom he is well pleased. This first declaration is about our identity. This next declaration is about what God has done. We find this in Psalms 66, verse 16. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. We've all heard the negative connotation that can be spoken of about a relationship. What have you done for me lately? God started doing things for us before he created the heavens and the earth. He chose us in Christ long before he made the world. So what do we talk about throughout the day? Are we talking about the things going on in the world? There definitely are times that we do speak of such things, but in what manner do we discuss these things? Are we talking about what God has done and the challenges that the world throws at us? Or are we just talking about how bad things are? Or are we worrying about how bad things might get? What we say will determine the continued victory in our lives. There's a very awesome verse about this in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. The ability to overcome in life is granted to us by the work of Christ on the cross, the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of our testimony. What are we saying about what God and his Son has done for us? When we overcome a situation in our lives, we have sort of passed the test, and now we have a testimony. We can declare what the Lord has done for us. There is a second level of declaration that is a way of showing our deep appreciation and our joy of what God has done for us. We learn about this in Psalm 96, verses 2 and 3. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. We may not all be opera singers, but we can still make a joyful noise unto the Lord and sing unto him and bless him. We can show forth in our words his salvation. We can declare his glory, his manifested power to all we meet. We can tell of his wonders amongst our family and co-workers and neighbors. On a similar note, let's look at Psalm 107, verses 21 and 22. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. How excited are you about what God has done for us? Will we praise him and tell others of his goodness? Will we declare his works with rejoicing? The next verse we'll finish with comes with a bit of a story. I had a friend many years ago who told me his testimony of God's deliverance. My friend was advanced in age and one evening had a heart attack that was so severe in the thrashing of pain it threw him against the wall, at which point he made this declaration that is found in Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. He declared his belief in the works of God that he would not die, and he didn't. An ambulance came and got him and took him to the hospital, but they had no doctor there that could perform the surgery he needed. Suddenly, another ambulance arrived to take him to a hospital a distance away that had such a doctor. He was whisked away and taken to the other hospital where the surgery was performed that saved his life. As he stated, I shall not die, but live. The amazing part about the story and how God honored his declaration of faith was that there was no record of the second ambulance coming to get him and no record that anyone had ordered the ambulance in the first place. So in time of trouble, what will your voice declare? In the challenges of life, what will you speak? Of the anxieties of the world, of what will you talk? How will you use your voice? Many times in life, victory is but a phrase or even just a word away. When either within our heart or from outside in the world, we hear something contrary to the truth of God's word, how will we reply? When Jesus was tempted, his response was, "It is written." Will we respond with the truth of God's word about us? Will we attack the words of our enemies with the truth? It all begins with a choice. It's how you use your voice, not to cower in fear, but rejoice by declaring the goodness of God. It comes down to what you say, to give you life or cause decay, to prosper peace, not bring dismay, by declaring the promises of God. So be careful what you speak, that it makes you strong, not weak, overpowering shame's critique, by declaring the truth of God. Of what will your mouth always talk? It must build you up, not mock, not causing a stumble in your walk, by declaring the love of God.